The Jazz Treasury Podcast is devoted to exhibiting the best of jazz history in the format of an auditory tour of America's richest indigenous music. Bi-weekly, a different aspect of jazz will be presented. It may be a portrait of a musician such as Duke Ellington or John Coltrane. It could be a specific instrument like the bass or trumpet. We may visit a jazz city like Chicago or New Orleans. Other exhibits will focus on genres such as bebop or swing. Your curator and tour guide, Rich Sylvester, has over 40 years of jazz background to share. So, whether you've just begun to explore the art of jazz or consider yourself a connoisseur, tune in to the Jazz Treasury. The Jazz Treasury podcast is always open.
Welcome to the Jazz Treasury. My name is Rich Sylvester. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I want to give a big shout out to all the people that are downloading the Jazz Treasury. We have over 100,000 downloads. We just achieved that in mid-May, and I want to thank you all very much for keeping the flame of jazz alive. And that first track you heard on this episode, Jump Jazz, was Bob Moseley and his All-Stars doing Vaught Rhythm, recorded back in 1945 in Los Angeles, California. Carl George on trumpet, Marshall Royal on clarinet and alto sax, Lucky Thompson on tenor sax. That's a name to look for if you're new to jazz. Lucky Thompson and his tenor sax. Bob Moseley on piano, Gene Phillips on guitar, Charlie Mingus, ladies and gentlemen, on the bass, and Lee Young on drums. Yeah, Charlie Mingus back in 1945 doing Vaught Rhythm. Okay, Jump Jazz. America's entry into World War II brought the promise of prosperity to its black citizens as they flocked to Los Angeles to take up war work. Down on Central Avenue, a new kind of music was gaining attention. Pianist Joe Liggins called it dance blues with an earthy feeling. Inspired by Louis Jordan, West Coast musicians, and band leaders such as C.P. Johnson created their own variant of Jump Jazz. Drive due south down Central Avenue in Los Angeles today, towards Compton and on to Long Beach, and you will see a wide concrete highway flanked by nondescript low-rise buildings. Its general air is shabby. The backdrop is made up of vacant lots, the occasional storefront church, and the usual run of small businesses, mostly operated by Mexican Americans. The only significant structure is the still imposing Dunbar Hotel, once the pride of Central Avenue and the location for the Club Alabama. The 5-4 Ballroom, another vital link with the old days nearby at 54th and Broadway, has been smartened up and reopened, and that's about it. It's hard now to picture this tawdry, oddly empty landscape as the glittering center of Los Angeles black life and entertainment, a cornucopia of clubs, theaters, black-run businesses, and cultural associations, and the home of the black bourgeoisie. This was where the great black orchestras of the day, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, and Jimmy Lunsford, would headquarter for months at a time, their star soloists free to play the after-hours clubs that abounded on the avenue. This, along with a bank of thrusting homegrown talent and a ready-made audience anxious to be diverted from wartime worries, meant that, in the 1940s, Central Avenue had a jazz scene as vibrant as New York's 52nd Street. Just to prove it, gonna play a little Dinah Washington for you. Beautiful voice. Check out just about any of her albums, especially her early ones. This is the Dinah Washington, accompanied by Lucky Thompson once again. Lucky Thompson's All-Stars, Chewin' Mama Blues. Once again, 1945, featuring Carl George on trumpet, Gene Porter on clarinet, alto, and baritone sax, Jewel Grant on alto sax, Lucky Thompson on tenor, Wilbert Barranco on piano, Milt Jackson playing the vibraphone here, part of the Modern Jazz Quartet. Boys and girls, check out Milt Jackson and the Modern Jazz Quartet. Milt Jackson on vibraphone, Charles Mingus once again on bass, Lee Young on drums, and Dinah Washington on vocals. Let's listen to Dinah Washington, accompanied by Lucky Thompson's All-Stars, doing Chewin' Mama Blues on the Jazz Treasury.
I'm in love with a man who's not in love with me. Yes, I'm in love with a man who's not in love with me. If I can't get that man, I'd just as soon be down deep in the sea. Certain something that really satisfies my soul. Thank you. I can. How could you want another woman when you know I can't use another man?
That was Dinah Washington, 1945, Milt Jackson on vibraphone, Charles Mingus on bass, Lucky Thompson, tenor saxophone. Washington left the Lionel Hampton Band in 1945 and cut a series of sessions for Apollo. Thompson organized the band, lining up Charles Mingus and Gene Porter, with whom he was working in Happy Johnson's Jump Combo. Milt Jackson was in L.A. to play with Charlie Byrd and Dizzy Gillespie at Billy Berg's Club. Washington sounds young and fresh, and the whole session is a delight. In Depression America, the mythic status of California as a land of infinite promise, of riches beyond compare, and simply a better place to live and raise a family, led to unprecedented levels of migration. Black farm workers from Mississippi and Arkansas were among the many who flocked to the Sunshine State. Many were experienced practitioners, steeped in the blues, but with the kind of sophisticated swing orientation popularized by Kansas City bands led by Count Basie and Harlan Leonard, and by Texan orchestras such as those of Milt Larkin and Don Albert. A number of future jump jazz stars were among the 1930s migrants. The blues guitarist Aaron T-Bone Walker from Texas took the opportunity to drive a delivery car to Los Angeles and made a living by dancing until he got the break he craved with a residency at Little Harlem in Watts. Within a few years, Walker was playing the Alabama, cutting discs and appearing as a single act in the white clubs on Vine Street. Music time. Let's move on to hear some another classic artist, Illinois Jacquette. And let's listen to Illinois Jacquette and his all-stars doing Flying Home. Part 1, recorded 1945. That was a year in Los Angeles for sure. This song was written by Benny Goodman and Lionel Hampton. Features Russell Jacquette on trumpet, Henry Coker on trombone, Illinois Jacquette on tenor saxophone, Arthur Dennis on baritone, Sir Charles Thompson on piano, Ulysses Livingston on guitar, Billy Hardknott on bass, and Johnny Otis on drums. Let's listen to Illinois Jacquette and his all-stars, Flying Home, Part 1, on the Jazz Treasury. Thank you.
listening to the Jazz Treasury Podcast with Rich Sylvester.
Illinois Jack Kent and his All-Stars Flying Home, Part 1. Los Angeles, 1945, Jack Kent's tenor solo on the original 1942 Lionel Hampton recording of Flying Home made him a star. It is partly used as a background to Brother Russell's incisive trumpet before Illinois himself recreates it in full, as he has been wont to do ever since. This was Jack Kent's working group of the time, but with Johnny Otis guesting on drums. Now, Johnny Otis came from Vallejo and was of Greek-American origin. Growing up amid Black Americans, he decided to align himself culturally and socially with them, and has remained true to this commitment ever since. Along the way, he has been bandleader and composer, club owner and record label operator, radio DJ and writer, community entrepreneur and church pastor, and a sometime drummer and vibes player. In the immediate post-war period, economic conditions and changing audience expectations made it difficult to maintain a big band, and many leaders broke up or reduced numbers. In common with Milton, Liggins, and McVeigh, Johnny Otis kept his small groups focused on the blues, using his horns for backing riffs, relying on good musicians to push for the real blues sound. Phrasing, in effect, like small big bands, each of these groups had strength and power out of all proportion to their numbers. In time, Otis extended the jump jazz concept by tapping into the increasing demand for sensationalism with honking saxophonists such as Big J. McNeely and vocal discoveries such as Little Esther Phillips. By 1948, Otis was operating the Barrel House Club in Watts, and in the 1950s became a fully-fledged member of the rock and roll pantheon with spectacular success on live dates and on record. Speaking of records, time for another one. How about some Jimmy Witherspoon, a great voice from the jump jazz era and beyond? Money's Getting Cheaper is a track we're going to hear, recorded in 1947 in Los Angeles, with Forrest Powell on trumpet, Frank Sleets on alto, Chuck Thomas on tenor, Jay McShann on piano, Louis Spangner on guitar, Benny Booker on bass, Pete McShann on drums, Jimmy Witherspoon doing the vocals here. Money's Getting Cheaper on the Jazz Treasury.
Getting tough. and tough. Yes, things getting rough and rough. Well, I make a lot of money, but I just keep spending stuff. I can't afford to live, but I guess I'll have to try. The undertaker's got a union and it costs too much to die. Yes, but time's getting tough and tough. Yes, things getting rough and rough. Well, I make a lot of money, but I just keep spending the stuff.
Well, besides Jimmy Witherspoon, others who thrilled club audiences were blues singers such as Big Joe Turner, Helen Humes, Wynton Harris, and Duke Henderson. Small combos mushroomed, many of them led by established jazz musicians, such as trombonist Happy Johnson, with a modernist Hampton Hawes on piano. Each had the same commitment to riff-based swing, often using a shuffle rhythm or a boogie bass, well attuned to audience expectations in those heady, hectic days when the war brought with it prosperity and anxiety in equal measures. Louis Jordan. How many of you have heard Louis Jordan? Saturday Night Fish Fry. Let's listen to a track by Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, Sweatin' on Swing Street, recorded in 1945, with Idris Suliman on trumpet, Louis Jordan on alto, Lou Freddie Simon on tenor, Bill Austin on piano, Al Morgan on bass, Alex Raz Mitchell on drums. Let's listen to Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, Sweatin' on Swing Street. All too soon, the boom days were over. West Coast rhythm and blues lost its edge as the war machine ran down. The original black neighborhoods deteriorated, and some local restrictions were lifted, allowing African Americans to move to the more congenial west side of the city. In turn, the theaters and principal clubs on Central Avenue closed, among them famous venues such as The Downbeat, Lovejoy's, The Memo, Jack's Basket Room, and Ivy Anderson's Chicken Shack. Penury succeeded prosperity. Policing in this notoriously racist city became more heavy-handed, and whites no longer felt safe when, quote, slumming, unquote, down on Central. I'm going to play one more track for you on this show, and Helen Humes, that name was mentioned. One of my favorite jazz vocalists, sang with Count Basie, I believe, and we're going to listen to a track called Pleasing Man Blues. Guess what year? 1945. In Los Angeles. Let's see who we have on the band here. Snooky Young on trumpet. Willie Smith on alto. Lester Young. Boys and girls, if you haven't listened to Lester Young, find any albums you can. You'll be all right. Another Count Basie alumni. Lester Young and Maxwell Davis on tenor. Jimmy Bunn on piano. Dave Barbour on guitar. Jimmy Rudd on bass. Henry Tucker Green on the drums. Helen Humes doing the vocals here. Let's listen to Helen Humes doing Pleasing Man Blues on the Jazz Treasury. That was Helen Humes, Pleasing Man Blues. Pianist Jimmy Bunn was a modernist, while the others on the session, including Lester Young, were more usually associated with the swing school. No matter, for they know their blues and tuck in capably behind Humes's lyrics. Still, for a golden period, the Street of Dreams that was Central Avenue had been the breeding ground for a new jazz genre balancing sophistication and direct entertainment appeal. Boppers brushed shoulders with bluesmen, swing stars were at home with modernists, and blues shouters and boogie pian combined to produce music that is still uplifting today. Johnny Otis summed up its origins, a hybrid mixture of big band jazz and bebop, of small group good time swing, of country blues and basic boogie-woogie. We amplified it. We added a honking sax and a whopping side drum backbeat. It swept the world as R&B, but it started here in Los Angeles. All right, before we finish this episode of the Jazz Treasury, the Jump Jazz episode, we're going to move forward a few years to 2019. I promised to share some new artists with you as well, and here's one, coming out of London, part of the jazz explosion, Theon Cross, playing jazz tuba. with Moses Boyd on drums and Nubia de Garcia on tenor saxophone from his new release called Faya, F-Y-A-H. Let's listen to Theon Cross do Activate on the Jazz Treasury.
We'll be right back.
All right, that's it for this edition of the Jazz Treasury. Thanks so much for listening in. Thanks so much for spreading the word. And if you'd like to go to our Facebook page, give us a like, give us a listen, any message, private message you want to give, please rate and review on iTunes and post some of your likes. Feel free, you can post on the page. I will check it carefully, of course, before I post it, but go to Facebook, join in. The jazz scene is still alive. In fact, it's growing once again. And next time on the Jazz Treasury, we're going to be listening to Clarence Williams, pianist, singer, band leader, songwriter, and publisher. Clarence Williams was one of the architects of early jazz and one of the first to exploit his ideas on records, aided by musicians such as Louis Armstrong, Bessie Smith, and his charming singing wife, Eva Taylor. Just to let you know one more time, I'd like you to know three things before we sign off on this episode. Most of the information you're hearing comes, and the sounds you're hearing, come from a great publication that was put out back in the 90s, a series put out called Jazz Greats, a Marshall Cavendish Leisure Collection. Jazz Greats, their lives, their music, their inspiration. So thank you very much to the Jazz Greats magazine. The music you hear in the background is The Folks That Live on the Hill by Benny Green. And indeed, the musicians you're hearing are the jazz folks that live up on the hill. And also that little intro you hear in the middle, that little promo, is by the one and only Michael Wood from Vancouver, Washington. Thanks to Benny, thanks to the Marshall Cavendish Foundation, and to Michael, and to all the listeners who have helped us get to this point. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz.